In a telephone conversation early Thursday morning, Office of Children's Services Director Tammy Sandoval told State Representative Peggy Wilson that the office will keep a social worker position in Petersburg. Wilson, in turn, told her constituents about the news in an email.
Well, right now, what the outcome is and the compromise is that we are going to have a caseworker stay in Petersburg, and that office will stay open, and the supervisor position will, instead of going to Juneau, will go to Sitka.
The local office serves Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. It's currently staffed by two social workers. Supervisor Debbie Downs will soon be retiring. Her colleague Bruce Westry is a retired law enforcement officer who was also planning to leave his position in the fall. They expected the agency would keep at least one of the positions in Petersburg after they retired. However, Downs said early this month that her superiors had told her both positions would be moved to Juneau and that local cases would be handled out of that office. At the time, officials with OCS declined to comment in detail on the issue, saying they had not yet made a decision. But the potential loss of both local positions prompted an outcry from municipal leaders, social service providers, mental health clinicians, educators, foster parents, and other area residents and officials. They said the lack of a local caseworker would have major impacts in Petersburg and the other communities, especially in the area of child abuse prevention. Wilson is the chair of the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, which has oversight on the state's Department of Health and Social Services. After hearing from constituents, she contacted department officials.
I just went up the line. I started with Deborah's supervisor and just went up the line until I got to the commissioner. And they were all really good. They were wonderful. They did say that it was still in the talk stages and that they were happy to sit down and really talk about it. And I actually brought up some things that they were not aware of, and just in logistics and transportation, how easy it is to get back and forth and whatnot, and how I thought it would be hard in an emergency situation from Juneau. So I'm really pleased that they were willing to come to a compromise.
One of the people who spoke out on the issue in Petersburg was local police chief Dale Stone. Stone is thrilled that OCS has now decided to keep a social worker in town. At the same time, he's sad to see the current employees retire.
Matt, it's kind of a good news, bad news situation. It's just excellent news that we're able to keep the social worker position here in Petersburg to serve Petersburg and Wrangell and Cake as well. But the importance of that whole position is the interworking between agencies and with families directly, and to know the community and to know the people they're working for is just a huge plus. And the groundwork for that sort of service has been left by two people that we're going to be losing through retirement now, and that's Deborah Downs and Bruce Westry. And I can't say enough about the excellent service they've provided to the community, working with the families and children, working with other agencies in a collaborative effort with the schools, mental health, the police department.
Stone was glad to hear that the Office of Children's Services was planning to have some overlap between the retirement of the current social workers and the hiring of a new one. According to Representative Wilson's email to constituents, the office will be working to ensure a smooth transition. Office of Children's Services Director Tammy Sandoval was out of the office and not available for an interview on Thursday, according to spokesperson Susan Morgan. However, Morgan confirmed the information provided by Wilson in an email to KFSK Public Radio. She said, quote, "There never was a decision made to move both positions. It was being discussed internally, and what resulted from those discussions is what you see described in Representative Wilson's email." In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.